3 o'clock here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up on the show, Mike Halas will join us coming up in just a little bit. We'll look back at Iowa Rutgers, look ahead to the Cy-Hawk series as it is Cy-Hawk week. That, the first weekend of the NFL, and a whole lot more. And the pick six results as well. Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Yeah, notice how I got pick six results in there right ahead of when the music really took over. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Mr. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today. And we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Step on by. When you're at third base, you're practically home. And they, are, of course, are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM each and every day. We welcome you in on what now is a sunny day. We've had clouds. We've had rain over the weekend and rain overnight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we are all here, but we're not running at 100%. Mark and Alex, You guys developed colds over the weekend. What's the deal here?
I'm not quite sure, but
I got the Lysol can right here within arm's length.
Feel free to use it after I leave the studio. But a little bit of hacking and blowing the nose and whatnot. And I was at a grocery store yesterday buying some tissue. Seem to be going through a lot of tissue these days. And the checkout person said, "I'm surprised we have any left. Everybody's picking up tissue." So I guess I'm in the majority of sniffles.
It's a thing.
Sinuses, yeah. Allergies, I don't know. But we're going to play a little bit hurt. I'll make it through.
You're not 100% today. I'm more.
I don't think I'm 100% any day.
I am more. You know, I'm more worried about Wednesday. You need to build up. You need to hydrate. You need fluids in you to get to Wednesday night. Are you on this week?
I am. Tall glass of water in hand.
Oh, with your 200 plus average, you're ready to go. Dwarfing me here as we speak. As far as the bowling is concerned, hope you had a great weekend out there. First weekend of the National Football League. That's always a lot of fun. And Overreaction Monday going on. As that is in the books. Two more games tonight, including the back end of the Monday night doubleheader. We'll have it for you at 8:45 in all three frequencies. It'll be the traveling circus and road show in Oakland taking on the Denver Broncos, as Antonio Brown no longer with the Oakland Raiders. We'll have that for you. We have the Cyclone Coaches Sideline Show coming your way tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. That will come your way on 1600 AM. Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line available to you out there, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. Some breaking news coming in. The University of Southern California has announced Athletic Director Lynn Swan has resigned.
Just got a big victory over Stanford. Well, what's going on?
Well, as somebody tweeted out a little bit prior to that, one bowl game under his tenure, one appearance in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and three employees arrested by the FBI.
Yeah.
So there you go. We've got baseball in town tonight. Colonels and Clinton, game three of their best of three Midwest League Western Division final. And it is scheduled to take place at 6:35 tonight. Looks like it is going to take place unless some more rain comes up between now and then. Winner take all tonight. So best of luck to the Colonels as they try to move on as far as the Midwest League playoffs, try to get to the championship series again.
Yeah, they've had a penchant at home for walking off teams. It's happened a half a dozen times, I think, in recent weeks. And, yeah, boils down to one game and try to advance to face South Bend in the championship series.
Yep. South Bend is waiting whomever wins the game coming up tonight. We've got the text line up and running, and I believe we've got our first one, and I believe it puts it all into perspective why I love this week and why I dislike this week. Mark, do you have it ready to go?
Cyclone Jim, let the hate begin.
We're going to we'll talk Cyhawk coming up here in just a little bit, because obviously it's the biggest Cyhawk game. As I put on SportsView earlier today, since the rivalry was renewed back in 1977, this is the biggest game. There's no doubt about it. Whether you're an Iowa fan, whether you're an Iowa State fan, whether you're going to be watching from around the country as the three-ring circus known as College Game Day is going to make its way to Ames this Saturday. It is the biggest game that has ever been played between these two schools.
I would agree with that. I remember the 77 game, as you do. That fuzzy ABC.
Which was a dud.
Feed.
Chris Schenkel.
Dud of a game. Bob Cummings.
And now, the 2002 game was pretty good. That, I think, is the one that could probably rival the Seneca Wallace game. We'll see. But I'm trying to think back. Both teams may have been in the top 25 or top 20 as it was back then as well. I'd have to double check on that, but that was the big comeback in the second half for Iowa State as they got the victory.
Was it the overtime game with Steele Jantz as well?
Yeah, but those two teams, I mean, it was a good game, yes, but the hype for that game wasn't what it is today.
No, absolutely not.
Or what it's going to be as far as this week is concerned. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk Iowa and Rutgers. We'll talk a little bit about the Cyhawk series. We'll even talk a little bit about College Game Day coming up in Ames this week. 8 o'clock it will begin for that one. By the way, we will have Before the Boom, the pregame show at 1 o'clock for you on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, and then the Cyclone Hawkeye game with the Cyclone pregame show kicking off on 1600 AM, also at 1 o'clock. So you've got several listening choices, which we like here on KGYM. 319-366-1600, and we start things off on a Monday, reviewing the weekend, looking ahead with Mr. Wally. How you doing, Wally?
I'm doing fine. As soon as I heard you say, you know, you're running out of time or something, and you go, hey, and the picks. We're hot at the picks. I knew right away you must have done good. Kyle said you did.
I did.
I can tell, Scott.
You know me so well.
You said it, man. I do. Anyway, I've been a little firm or strict or something with Nathan Stanley, and rightfully so on certain occasions, but whenever I see somebody do good, I also like to mention it. He was two plays away from grading out as an A+, in my opinion. He, the pass to Brandon Smith in the end zone, I thought he didn't think he had enough time to take a little bit of, take a little bit off the throw, maybe get it up in the air a little bit because Brandon Smith was heading towards the end line. And so he thought maybe if I just kind of jab it in there, I might be able to get him, because I think if he lofted it, he wouldn't have enough time and he'd be standing out of bounds when he caught it. I could be wrong. The other one, he two guys ran the same direction, 39. It could have been Rigoni, 89. One turned to curl back in, and the other one went to the middle. He threw the one to the outside, which was double covered, forced the ball in there. No interception or anything, but the other guy was wide open for first down. They had to punt the ball. Other than that,
he was good.
I hope he keeps playing. I hope he keeps playing like that, man.
Stanley was very good.
I will hang up and listen at this point.
Thanks, Wally. Appreciate it. Stanley was very good in the game against Rutgers. Iowa was very good in the game against Rutgers, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I got a text from a friend of mine who is not a Nate Stanley fan, and he said he still isn't. And I didn't bother to respond. The guy's got 6 touchdown passes and no picks in the first 2 games. Granted, against not the best of competition. We'll see what he does this Saturday. I don't know. I don't see him as a polarizing figure. All quarterbacks are, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But he's played very well the first 2 games in my mind.
I would agree with you. I would agree with Wally. Nate Stanley has been just fine as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. And they'll need him to have a big game if they want to come away with the victory on Saturday over in Ames. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the program. Iowa Rutgers, first of all, I'd like to rescind most of the nice things I said about the Rutgers Scarlet Knights in the pregame show on Saturday. I thought they had turned the corner offensively a little bit. Maybe it was because of the Iowa defense. Probably a lot of it was due to the Iowa defense. By the way, A.J. Epinesa, just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Doing pretty good. Got his first sack, created a lot of havoc, and I think is going to be just fine, as I mentioned. And But that defense was more than Epinesa. I mean, it was people flying all over the ball. They had a very good game plan coming in, and they throttled that Rutgers offense, which, you know, McLean Carter was pretty good. Granted, against UMass, who got throttled by Southern Illinois over the weekend. But all in all, it was a good Saturday for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I expected more out of Rutgers as well, but I think you tip your cap to the Iowa defense, which pitched a shutout, and that doesn't happen every day. Was Rutgers? Did we read Rutgers wrong? No, I think they have some skill players, but they just were not effective against Iowa. So we'll see what happens going forward.
We'll see. We'll see. 319-366-1600. Some tweets coming in as far, or I should say texts, on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. Joel says he hates he's not going to be in Ames, but kids' activities trump. Going to see Iowa and Iowa State.
Saw Joel Friday night. Great to see Joel.
And, that's right.
At the Jefferson Muscatine game, he and his crew, they really do a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as good as you, Scott. But,
well, I appreciate it, but you're a little biased there.
Yeah, but fun to catch up with Joel there.
55-94. What is it about Stanley several Iowa fans hate?
He's a quarterback.
He's the starting quarterback. I don't think there's a whole lot. They nitpick and try to find the most minute detail to pick apart.
Matt, the Michigan fan on the text line, I'll take Nate Stanley right now over the way any of the Michigan quarterbacks are playing. How about Army taking Michigan to overtime?
Ooh, I've got a new, we're going to get to my 3 takes from college football over the weekend. I'm starting a new segment, Mark. Did I neglect to tell you that?
I'm okay with it.
My 3
observations.
Did you get
it sponsored?
Not yet. I'm working on it. Working on it here. Ken says, looked like game one, there was some emphasis to get tight end some action, Byer with 2 catches, etc. And Saturday, more emphasis on engaging the wide receivers. Great to see the broad options in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the text out there in the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. 27-12, I thought the shot kid played pretty decent again. He played both guard positions and center, which he did. He will be a valuable backup when the starters heal up. There were a couple of times early when Kyler got beat a little bit, but he responded very well. And I agree with the texter that moving around is going to be a big help and very beneficial down the line as far as the Iowa offensive line is concerned.
He will. A big-time assignment this week, as we've outlined multiple times. Iowa State has a very, very good defense and has had a week to maybe lick any wounds it had after the UNI game, that overtime game in which Iowa State won, and then prepare for Iowa. It's going to be interesting to see how that is either has benefited Iowa State or not.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Got to get to this one. 21-34, if Rutgers didn't have the punter they had, it would have been 50-0. No love for the punter, though, this
week. He did not win Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week.
That was one of the best punting exhibitions I have ever seen. And my goodness, no love. They gave it to the Ohio State punter for, his two or three times he walked out in the field as Ohio State dumped Cincinnati on Saturday.
Well, the only thing I could think of is, does each program have to make nominees?
Correct.
Maybe Rutgers decided not to.
I cannot imagine who got the nod for Rutgers if it wasn't the punter. If it wasn't the punter, I have no idea who came up with things. So, a couple things to look at as we leave Iowa Rutgers in the rearview mirror and look ahead a little bit. Number one, the Cy-Hawk series coming up. We mentioned how big a game this is for both teams. Iowa State falling out of the rankings now, and that's not a big surprise because Iowa State had the early bye, and you've got teams now that have captured the attention of some of the other folks out there. Maryland, for one. And I'm going to get to Maryland coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Virginia also. Mississippi State, I think, leapfrogged Iowa State into the top 25. But, I mean, that's, and like you said, and one of the announcers on Saturday during the broadcast also said he agrees with you. He doesn't want to see polls come out until October. So you got a fan, you got a vote, you got somebody that's backing you up there, Mark.
Well, it's not a new idea by any means, but I'm just I'm a fan of that not coming out till the first week of October.
True. So, but it's still basically a ranked meeting between Iowa and Iowa State, and just as far as first blush is concerned, you got to think this is going to be a defensive struggle again, mm-hmm. much like it was last year. Because you really, with the Iowa State defense, and they are going to test the Iowa offensive line. This is going to be the first big test without Alaric Jackson for this group, with Ray Lima and others up front. You can't, Iowa's got to get a running game going. If Iowa cannot run the ball, I'm not sure Iowa's going to win that football game. We'll see. Conversely, how is the Iowa State offensive line going to perform against A.J. Epenesa?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the Iowa offensive line did a pretty darn good job. Golston was terrific, I thought, in that game. Nixon came in and played a lot in that ball game. Almost rotation of three guys on that defensive tackle position. So it might be a deal where the first to 17, if anybody gets to 17, might get you a win on Saturday.
That's kind of what I'm thinking as well. But I also thought Rutgers would cover against Iowa. So take that with a grain of salt. I'm very much looking forward to the game. The buildup, we're going to be talking about it all week. And fans are as well, and that's great. I think it's healthy for the state. I think it's cool when both teams are good. And that's what we have this year.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. 319-366-1600. Two people talking about, let's see, one of them, 5822, newcomer Tracy was fun to see at the wide receiver position. Had a good ball game, had his first touchdown, I believe, as an Iowa Hawkeye. 6707Z this month for CF. Not sure what that's going for. 7733. Give me some more Tyler Goodson. Not sure you're going to get a lot of him against Iowa State on his first road game. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong
it's
about
really
that.
It's really a nice mix of running backs, and that's what Iowa's been in recent years.
Ivory Kelly Martin played a lot more this particular week than he did in
the
first week.
He had a nice 25 or 30-yard run, but it's still going to be Makai Sargent and
Torrin Young.
Torrin Young. For the most part. But, Goodson looks good.
He does. He does look good.
He looks good, son.
Very good. I get it. 322. We're going to take our first break, come back. I'm going to have some observations from the weekend. We haven't forgotten about College Game Day coming. A few observations on that as well. Mike Colas will join us also coming up on the program here in just a little bit. Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way, presented by Third Base Brewery, right here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. and are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Come January of 2020, Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7. If you don't upgrade, the probability is very strong to get viruses.
It's back. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Our operations manager, Chris Jackson, was just in here. And we don't get to see Chris in here very often while we're on the air, even during a break. It was good to see Chris.
It was good. And I'm just glad it turned out well for us.
It did. No one pulled an Antonio Brown or anything like that with Chris here in the studio. 319-366-1600. More on Iowa State. Cy-Hawk series coming up. We'll have the game for you on Saturday at 1 o'clock, 1600 a.m. We had John Walters and Eric Heft on the call. All right, Mark, three things from my takeaway over the weekend before we get into the pick six, because we got to get to that. Number one, Maryland, folks, is really good. The Terrapins took apart Syracuse, broke the heart of ESPN because they had Syracuse Clemson all ready to go as a prime time must see game in the ACC. The two heavyweights, if you will, going at it there, going to the dome. Could Clemson lose that game? Could things get thrown into an uproar? No, because Maryland, who's averaging about 72 points a game right now, football team is averaging more than the basketball team did. And the Terrapins have all kinds of weapons all over the place, especially at the wide receiver spot. They've got speed to burn and a little bit of a defense. If they can stay healthy, Maryland's going to be a player as far as the East is concerned.
I couldn't disagree with you at all. It was a beatdown of a top 25 team. And it's going to be interesting to see what going forward in that tough East division of the Big Ten, what Maryland can do.
Especially after, and I'm not putting anything on Michigan and their close one against Army. Army's a good team, and that's a tough, tough game to get ready for.
It is.
With that offense. So I'm giving Michigan a little bit of a pass. Another observation, the Pac-12 is one loss away by Utah from being out of the college football playoff discussion already. The Pac-12 just is not very good. Stanford fell to USC. I don't see USC going through the season undefeated. The reason why the Pac-12 is one loss by Utah away from being out is that Washington was upset by Cal on Saturday night / Sunday morning. You slept through that one.
I did.
There was a delay in that game, and the Huskies just did not look like the 14th-rated team, and they're now the 22nd-rated team, which takes me to my final observation of the weekend, and that is what happened to polls. When you and I, back in the day, I'm going to put my yellow to cloud old man suit on here for this one. You remember when you lost a game that you actually moved down in the polls or out of the polls a little bit? Texas plays their biggest game in eons, gives up 45 at home, and falls two spots.
Lost by a touchdown, though.
They fell two spots. Washington's still in the top 25, losing at home to a Cal team that I believe won two games last year.
Yeah.
What happened to the polls? Used to be you lost and you dropped out. Unless you were like number one or number two or top five or something like that. Just some observations.
I'd got to throw in Nebraska in there.
I thought we were going to get
losing to a Pac-12 team in Colorado. And
Colorado's not expected to be in the national
playoffs. No, but Nebraska is. Everybody thinks Nebraska is going to be so good.
Amazing how things turn, isn't it? People calling for Scott Frost to be fired already after the game on social media. The knee-jerk reactions by a lot of folks out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was the savior. The Frost warning was coming, Mark. And Nebraska gave up a 17-point lead.
And Minnesota going to the West Coast to beat Fresno State. Fresno State, not a national championship contender by any means. But after the Gophers survive South Dakota State, then they go three time zones away from home and pick up a victory.
Over a good, you know, not the best team, not a Pac-12 team, but Fresno State's got a, they've got a good program. I got a good program out there, and any time a Big Ten team goes out there, you roll the dice.
Has anybody talked to Les Miles over the weekend?
No.
Lost to Coastal Carolina.
Chanticleers came through with a 12-7 victory. West Virginia looked awful against Mizzou, and Kansas lost at home in Lawrence to Coastal Carolina. 38-44, how did the Gof do? They won, as we mentioned. And on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. All right, Mark, 3:29 before we got to College Game Day, which is coming to Ames, and it will be, if you're curious, it will set up shop south of Jack Trice Stadium. It was, I know when Jamie Pollard first tweeted it out, he suspected it was going to be between the stadium and Hilton Coliseum. That is not the case. It will be in the plaza to the south of Jack Trice Stadium. So let the jockeying for position begin and whatnot. You know what? I understand it's a cutesy thing, but you know what? It's the cutesy thing that's coming to Iowa for this particular game. Now, granted, you take a look at the schedule for this weekend, besides Syracuse and Clemson, which lost a lot of luster when Maryland buried Syracuse on Saturday, there isn't a whole lot going on this weekend. So maybe it was de facto, I don't know. But it's still going to be 3 hours of the state of Iowa being showcased, which is great.
Well, it is. But I would tell you that when I heard the news, I didn't exactly fall out of my chair.
No, I didn't either, but it's still good publicity.
Well, it is. It just adds to the hype that is surrounding this game this week that you and I and many others are, you know, we'll talk about. But I don't know. I just don't think it's that big a deal.
There were two in Iowa City before this, a couple stops before Iowa-Ohio State games. And if you're wondering what to expect, I was at one of them, one of the two. And it's fun, but it's not like it appears to be when you're watching at home. The stage, you are quite a ways. I mean, they've got fencing to protect the talent up there. And you don't see the guys. There's a screen behind them, which is kind of could be compared to maybe the fencing at Veterans Memorial Stadium, something like that. So you got to peer through that. They're up higher than you are. It's, you know, you don't see a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go in expecting it's going to be, hey, you know, Lee and I are going to go have lunch after this before the ball game. It's not going to be that way. It's not going to be that way. Let's keep it somewhat PG rated, everybody on Iowa and Iowa State, depending on what side of the fence you are on. We don't want to give the state of Iowa a bad name as far as things are concerned. Keep it clean because they will take your sign away if you try to sneak in something that has a bad word in it or could be misconstrued for something else. They are not going to allow that, and they will confiscate and probably ask you to vacate the premises. So there are rules to go along with College Game Day.
The panel will pick the game.
Yes.
And there also will be a guest picker. And there's been a lot of speculation who that guest picker may be. And Adam on the text line says, wonder what College Game Day does when the host school has literally no celebrities.
And 1307 says, who will the game day guest picker be? A lot of speculation.
I thought you came up with the best one in our pregame, our pre-show conversation.
Saw this as well. I can't take full credit for this because about the time I came up with it, it was already out on social media. I don't know if they would do it. That's the one thing, because they have ties to both Iowa and Iowa State. But in my mind, there was just one logical choice, and that was Dan Gable. Wrestled at Iowa State, coached at Iowa. But I don't think Dan is going to take sides. I don't. They have to have a pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guest picker has to have a pick. And I don't think Dan is going to do that. So if he says, I'll come, but I won't pick, I think it could be Gable. Alex had a great one. Alex had maybe the definitive answer if we go back to Gene Rayburn, Match Game 77. Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse.
Mm.
Native Iowan. So no, he got the Iowa box checked. He's not really associated with Iowa or Iowa State now. More Iowa State than Iowa, obviously. But that's not a bad idea. Please, please, no God lover, no Maddie Poppy, no anything like that. So, Alex said Sean Johnson. Would Sean Johnson be one? Former Olympic gymnastics medalist?
Might not be bad. It will not be Fred Hoiberg.
No, no Fred Hoiberg. There are other media folks saying, well, it's got to be somebody associated with Iowa State.
And oftentimes the guest picker is associated
true
with one of the schools.
But you take a look at the last 2 weeks, they've had the jet service fly in Bo Jackson, and then you had McConaughey last week. It's not going to be, you know, Monte Morris following those two guys up. And I love Monte Morris, but it's not going to be Monte Morris.
Anthony and Marion on the text line, what about Ashton Kutcher?
Iowa tie. They're not going to have Ashton be there to pick against Iowa State.
Another suggestion, Troy Davis.
But do people know Troy Davis?
Dan McCarney.
I love Dan McCarney, but is Dan McCarney going to move the needle?
The Bachelor, Chris Soules?
That's not happening. Seth Rollins from WWE. sure. Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold's not happening. Tom has been there before. Kurt Warner. That's a good one, but Kurt's
busy with the NFL,
so I don't think that is going to happen. I don't think that's going to be happening there. They're coming in fast and furious now.
Yes.
84-52. How about Bob Stoops? Played at Iowa, coached against Iowa State for years. Bob just made his appearance in Iowa for the year. I don't think he's coming back.
Tim Dwight?
Iowa State fans are not going to go for that. Leo in Iowa City says Kevin Costner. That was also thought of. Man, that'd be a big swing for ESPN to bring Costner in, but he's probably working on a movie. 85-19 says Aaron Thomas. That would be a very interesting pick. Of course, Ed Thomas's son. 66-57, Zach Johnson. Maybe, but Zach is very pro-Iowa. I could see it. I could see that happening. Aquaman, Jason Moa. Maybe. See, there are possibilities out there, but they don't have real Iowa or Iowa State ties.
Who's the biggest celebrity out there, celebrity sports personality that Iowa State has?
It was Hoiberg, but they're not going to bring in the coach in Nebraska to make a pick for Iowa State. It's not going to happen.
I don't think McCarney would be bad. Head coach at Iowa State, assistant coach and player at Iowa.
Wouldn't be bad, but is it going to move the needle, which ESPN wants? I like Nick Nurse. In fact, 61-23, he likes Nurse as the host because ESPN has its infatuation with the NBA. I am right there with you. Kale Sanderson or Dan Gable, says Derek. Kale Sanderson's probably not coming back. A lot of Gable picks here. All right, keep them coming. We'll get more of those here in just a little bit. We need to take a break, and Mike Kloss joining us when we come back here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
You texters are infinitely clever.
about 3 dozen texts for...
In 2 minutes there,
yeah.
to talk about wow. who the guest picker on game day should be. 3:41, we'll get to the results of the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6 coming your way before 4 o'clock here today. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then it will be the Cyclone Sideline Coaches Show from Ames tonight at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM. And then the traveling circus known as the Oakland Raiders will take on Denver at 8:45 coming up tonight. That's one traveling circus. The other one will be in Ames coming up on Saturday. Mike Kloss set to join us right now. Sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Also, please give him a follow on Twitter at Halas, H-L-A-S. I know it's fun and it's not the biggest thing Saturday, but when you get 35 people commenting in about 2 minutes about who the guest picker on game day should be, that means people are vested a little bit anyway.
Yeah, it's very easy to tell what hot button topics are. I mean, the instant responses, the constant responses, people talking about it. I got stopped on the street downtown today. I'm not exaggerating. Twice in about a 2-block walk, people talking about this game day business. It matters to football fans in this country. It matters. It's a show of respect in their minds, and it's a big event, and it's fun and it's loud and it's crazy. And there's you know, a lot of perfectly valid reasons why people in this state are kind of fired up about it.
I know, Mike, you're on a campaign to come up with a name for this game. The Cyhawk just kind of lays there, but, you know, Iowa Corner's involved, so that's an obstacle. But I think you're right, but I don't know what it would be.
Well, that's just it. And part of that, I mean, look, that was written in fun because obviously they're not going to change the name of it.
I know.
But, I mean, truly, 2 weeks ago, I'm at home Thursday night, and I've already been watching some college football. It's the first night of the season, and it's getting late. I'm getting tired, weary of it. It's like, do I really want to watch Utah and BYU? And but in the pregame, it's the Holy War, and it's like, okay, that didn't make me watch it for 3 hours, but it's like, yeah, you know. Now that's a name of an interstate team or a game, excuse me. The Holy War. It's not, you know, the wheat. I don't know, you know, the wheat bowl or something like. I don't know, what do they grow in Utah? Salt. Okay.
Do you grow salt though? It's just there. You mine it, I believe. Whatever.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's been years since I've done any serious mining, but you know what? The Holy War. Okay. Yeah. Give me that. Give me the Iron Bowl. Give me the Civil War, or Bedlam, or any number of these names, but the Cyhawk, it's like, I mean, that's something. It's like, okay, you've got 12 seconds. Give me a name for this. Cyhawk. it's not something you take 40 years to come up with. This rivalries, they renewed it in 1977. Why has nothing organic come up in that time? And the answer is there's just no natural name. Now, you'll hear people say the Corn Bowl over and over again, or variations of it. And I think there should be corn in it. I didn't used to. I used to be one of those Iowans who it's like, we're more than corn. Don't stereotype us. But I got news for you. Go for any drive in any direction in this state for 10 miles out of town and tell me you don't see corn, you know? Land at any major airport in this state or whatever, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Waterloo, I don't care where. And on the descent, you're going to see a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
What we do, and we're good at it, and it matters. Embrace it. So, but I also was on the internet, and I looked up Corn Bowl, and there was a bowl game called the Corn Bowl in the 1950s, believe it or not.
Mm.
They played it in Central Illinois, which is, you know, not really one of your big bowl destinations. But they had it every Thanksgiving for 6 or 7 years. And the last team to win it was Luther College.
Hey, way to go, Norse.
Yeah. So I guess a team from Iowa came in and won it, and they said, you know, the heck with this. We're done with it. But they played it on Thanksgiving. The weather was lousy every year, and it was just not one of the best ideas ever.
Nothing's ever stuck. I don't know if you remember, Mike, years ago, Maury White at the Des Moines Register, columnist, came up with an acronym, SICEM. And I don't remember what SICEM stood for, but that never stuck.
Must not have, because I never heard of it.
How about Aggregeddon?
See, it's harder than it should be, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I got so many suggestions a couple of weeks ago on Twitter and then again in the last 24 hours, and they're almost all terrible. And I'm not knocking anybody because I haven't thought of anything that would be – you got to have something snappy. It's got to be fun, but it has to be that as soon as you hear it, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's just not there, I guess. I don't know.
You're right. It's not simple, though. If it was simple, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah, like what we're doing.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Your impressions of Iowa Saturday, Mike?
I thought it was a great game for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what more you would have really wanted. They dominated. The yardage was just ridiculously one-sided. The Iowa rushed the ball, had over 200 yards rushing. You know, passing-wise, they spread it around for the second straight game. I think they had eight different receivers in this one. They didn't turn the ball over once. The offensive line, defensive lines dominated. Smith Marset had a terrific game at receiver, and other receivers made plays again. Stanley was very good at quarterback. And Iowa's punter, although he may have been second best in that game, was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty hard to ask for more than that. You know, pitch a shutout at him. Epineza looked like the Epineza that the whole world had been hearing about in the offseason. Just wreck things. Good game. And I, you know, my eyeball test, to use a cliche, says after two games, it's a good team.
Well, I think we're going to find out a lot more about both of these squads, no doubt, when they line up on Saturday. I said earlier on, and I said earlier today in the Sports View, I just don't see a lot of points being scored in this game with these two defenses. It wasn't last year, and I don't think it's going to be this year. Do you see that, or maybe we see an offensive show? Who knows?
Oh, I think you're right. They're two good defenses. Iowa State, the first game, very deceiving, I think, in some ways. It was 29-26, but it was three overtimes. Northern Iowa's offense scored 6 points in regulation. Northern Iowa didn't rush the ball for anything in that game, like 30-some yards, if I recall correctly. So there were a lot of things Iowa State did well, and it was all primarily on defense. The offense just never seemed to get out of its own way. There wasn't a long passing game in that game. The short stuff to DeShante Jones was great. I mean, it threw to him all day long and he made plays, but they didn't finish nearly enough drives. That game shouldn't have gone to overtime, of course. And you and I thought, played well considering that they had, you know, they were pretty stymied on offense for the most part. The quarterback pulled some plays out of his hat. The kicker was great. I think that you can almost knock Iowa State too much for their effort in that game, but I'm not sold yet on their offensive line. And that's, if that offensive line doesn't, you know, match Iowa's defensive line step for step Saturday, it's going to be tough. On the other hand, Iowa State's got a real good defense, and we've talked about it and talked about it. This isn't going to be Miami, Ohio, or Rutgers. This is going to be some, you know, all-conference defenders on Iowa State's defensive unit. Just some first-rate players, Lima and Bailey and Spears and Eisworth and the linebacker Rose. Orion Vance from Cedar Rapids, Washington, had a great first game for the Cyclones, had 2 sacks and 8 tackles. So they've got players on defense. And as well as it being in their home stadium, Iowa's offense is not going to have a 300-yard advantage like it did against Rutgers.
Our Eagles Hideaway poll question at KGYMRadio.com: is the right team favored? And we've got Iowa favored by 2 at Riverside.
Yeah, that I know the line's been bouncing around a little bit, but this morning when I looked at one site, of all the games on the board for this week, the smallest point spread was the number in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got a lot to do with why game day is coming, because it's the best matchup of the week nationally, I think, on a Saturday in which there are really, you know, frankly, very few interesting matchups. So that helped get it there. But I think when this thing was posted in the early summer out in Las Vegas, if I'm remembering right, it was a real low number.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I think that most people would, on a neutral field, would take Iowa by a few points right now. But with the home field, you know, it's many eyes, it's a toss-up.
What surprised you more? And I know Iowa doesn't face them, but Maryland's start just beating up on Syracuse, averaging 70 points a game, more than their basketball team, or Michigan struggling and or Nebraska losing?
Maryland. I didn't think Army would go in and beat Michigan, but Army has had a real good football team the last 2 years.
And it's a tough preparation in a week.
It's a tough prep, and they do what they do on offense very well, and they have a very sound defense. You know, it seems like they just get 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards with that offense of theirs. They've been doing it that way for a long time, and it's just, you know, it looks like a military football team. It's precision. That's a team that went to Oklahoma and lost in overtime last year. So obviously they can defend. I picked Colorado over Nebraska, not with a lot of confidence, but I thought Colorado had a competent team playing at altitude at home. To me, that was a coin flip game, and actually it was a coin flip game. It went to overtime. And Maryland, on the other hand, they've apparently found a quarterback. They've found an offense. They've found a lot of things. I don't know what the deal is with Syracuse, but, you know, we wait to see what Maryland does when it starts playing teams in its own Big Ten East Division. However, clearly Maryland has done what Rutgers has not, and it has a recovery of sorts underway and looks like a football team.
We got Farmageddon on there. That's not an original, but it's a very good one.
Yeah, it's a great name, and it's what Iowa State and Kansas State tried to call their game.
Yes, that's where I've heard it before. I knew it was somewhere
there's nothing
out there.
New under the sun. I think that's Ecclesiastes.
Here, I got this perfectly worked out. Game day comes to Iowa. Iowa State does their thing, and then they pack the whole show up and go over to Clark Field and do Cornell to get on the way back to Bristol. So I got it. You know, it's the longest rivalry west of the Mississippi. Why wouldn't they want to be at Cornell?
Many reasons, Scott.
Yeah, I am. Thanks for bailing me out.
You're welcome.
It would be fun. It would be fun. All right. Plenty this week in Iowa, Iowa State. We look forward to reading it. Mike, always appreciate it. And we will talk to you after the game coming up next week.
Okay.
Michael Loss joining us here. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. Pick six results.
Yes, indeed. Week two of the Emo's Hideaway pick six. And young Scott Unash, the winner, 5-1. You just had a birthday, so I guess not so young anymore. But 5-1 on the week for Scott. He missed only the Texas game. Thought Texas would cover, and the Longhorns did not.
McConaughey.
Your performance earned Doug in Cedar Rapids a $30 gift card to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's. Gym class, another 10-8 week, and we move four games ahead of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Doug and I, we make a good combination. Out there.
Mm-hmm.
1287, the Sweet Corn Shootout. 1455, the Combine Bowl. See, I know corn is the sponsor of this thing, but I mean, it's all agriculture. We all love our agriculture, like Mike said.
I'm getting an earful.
Yes, you are. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Got a phone call to get to and more after this.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
About a minute remaining on the program. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, with more on Iowa's victory over Rutgers and a look ahead to the Cy-Hawk series coming up. This Saturday, whether it's black and gold or cardinal and gold, all fans are welcome to watch the big interstate rivalry this Saturday at the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Our own Alex Kuhn, Mark, is going to be down there. He gets a reprieve from Before the Boom this week. Kyle's going to be sitting in for him. And we're going to be broadcasting live from noon until kickoff at 3 o'clock for some indoor tailgating and to help you get registered to start placing bets. Head to EliteSportsbook.com or the Resort Club, and you'll be the first to know what's new and exciting at Elite Sportsbook. MLB tomorrow, plus Tom Kakert going to talk with us on the Iowa perspective. We'll get Rob Gray on the Cyclone perspective on Wednesday, because we are nothing if we are not equal opportunity here on the program.
I'm sure we'll have Kirk Ferentz and player audio as well.
Yep. Coming up tomorrow, some Matt Campbell as well. So stay tuned. We have a lot of things coming your way with the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is next. Cyclone Coaches Show, the Sideline Coaches Show at 7, and the back half of Monday Night Football, Oakland entertaining Denver at 8:45.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Hottest in the game.